As the Democrat deep state continues to push us into a war we do not want with a nuclear-armed foe, all to protect the Ukraine piggy bank of the deep state's money laundering system, we have 1 million dead souls in the U.S. from COVID-19. Or at least that's what they're telling us. We know that at least 90% of those dead were from the vaccines, and that's taking into consideration the rigged death numbers they had in the first place, faking it, calling murders COVID. We also have the SCOTUS pick of the Biden administration, or regime, I should say, defending child porn with a long history of, well, protecting child predators. All of this and much more coming up after a short word from our Patriot sponsors. Welcome back, my friend, to The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of Nemos News, where we continue, with your help, to break the cycle of fake news and child predators. Let's dive in.
There was a time when I had my head in the sand. Then I found out that power players pass lies for truth and truth for lies, especially in areas of life and health. I used to stay quiet, and now I speak up. I red pill my family, I red pill my friends, and I support redpillliving.com. Red Pill Living has real health products that support longevity, vitality, and detoxification against the deep state attacks on your health. It's redpillliving.com. Wake up, stand up, speak up.
NemosNewsNetwork.com. Breaking the cycle of fake news.
As the world becomes more chaotic and dangerous, the EU is now approving the implementation of their own rapid response military force to be used during times of crisis, which is, of course, political fancy talk for having their own EU army, which is something the New World Order has been kind of daydreaming about for quite some time. They want a European military so that they can control it from the very top over at Brussels. And just as the Founding Fathers warned our nation of the dangers of a standing army to your liberties and freedoms, the same thing applies to the whole world when the EU gets its own army. It is a threat to everyone's security and freedoms. If the United States alone can play policeman for the entire world, what do you think all of the combined might of the European nations can do? And remember, in Europe you don't have, in most places, the right to freedom of speech, or many of the other liberties that we here in America take for granted. After the Western world cut Russia off from the SWIFT banking and financial system, crashing the Russian market, the economy, the ruble, their currency, and much more, the Russians have figured out how to flip the script. They have now turned the table around on us, the West. They've done this by simply requiring Russian rubles in exchange for Russian gas, forcing the rest of the world to choose between gas and their sanctions. Let's not forget the effect this is going to have on the supply chain, on the food, which a lot of the bread and wheat comes out of the Ukraine and Russia, specifically, about a third of the world's wheat, in fact, and also on the nickel market, because Russia contains a lot of nickel. So they're one of the major exporters of nickel, and if you've been paying attention lately, nickel has gone crazy since all of the stuff happening with Russia. Putin's press secretary just said that Russia will use nuclear weapons if they are faced with any existential threat, which is exactly what I've been saying the entire time. And this is also why we're having a big fight between Russia and Ukraine, backed by the US, instead of a big fight between Russia and the US. They have to use proxy wars, they have to fight their skirmishes through small allied or friendly or even just conveniently located neighbors. They don't want to risk an actual nuclear war where Russia's going to send a nuke to DC. What they'd rather do is have Russia and Ukraine destroy each other, and then control the ashes, come out on top, put puppets in positions of both governments. That is how they play this game. Regime change, proxy wars, secret stealth cloak and dagger tactics. That is what the deep state does. The US State Department has officially declared Putin a war criminal. This is close enough to an act of war that we should consider it to be another provocation added on the many other provocations from the West, especially the U.S. government, towards Russia. Biden's SCOTUS pick says she can't even define what a woman is. Quote, I can't. I'm not a biologist. This from Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, who has a questionable record of far-left radical judgments, including the defense of child porn and those who spread it. But before we get into that, I want to take a moment to talk about this man, woman, transgenderism, fluidity of genders, the various different flavors of gender, like ice creams. There's a million different ones now, at least one or 200 different types of pronouns and potential sexual expressions, all inside of their head, of course, because there are only two genders, male and female. It's set by your biology, not your feelings, and facts don't care about your feelings. However, I understand that the far left of today, which is pretty much the mainstream Democrat Party, have taken some incredibly strange positions. I mean, historically, culturally speaking, to defend people who rape and spread child porn is considered to be anathema. I mean, you are socially ostracized. Yet we have a Supreme Court justice nominee proudly defending this record, and the Democrats proudly nominating her, probably because Joe Biden wants somebody friendly for his own son and his own case when they're tried for child porn later on, in position, because this is insane. How could any person defend child porn? How could any public official defend child porn? And how could any nominated high-level public official for a Supreme Court-style position openly defend child porn? I can't believe we've come so far. And yet, these ideas, transgenderism, man into woman, woman into man, sex change operations, and a very fluid understanding of the concept of gender, which is not at all fluid, these postmodernist concepts are not new. In fact, they're not progressive at all. They are regressive, and they are thousands of years old. Let's discuss. Here's an article from our new website, The Serapium. It's called The Fallen Origins of Transgenderism and Androgynous Edification. Now, if you've not been paying attention to my show lately, maybe you have not yet heard of The Serapium. It is your online video and article and book library of pretty much everything that you need to know to understand the hidden, that means censored, history of humanity, the seed war between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman, which recalls the book of Genesis from the Bible. If you've been reading your Bible, you'd know what I mean, as well as the mystery Babylon religion of the deep state, which leads right back to fallen angel worship. So back to the article. It's called The Fallen Origins of Transgenderism and Androgynous Edification. It's a big mouthful of words, but let me explain. This article discusses the roots of transgenderism, man-female sex changes, and including sex change reassignment surgeries and operations, as well as the multiple gender fluidity concept. All of this goes back to Inanna from ancient Sumeria, also known as Ishtar, or the Mother of Heaven, one of the most popular pagan gods of all time. Known as Aphrodite to the Greeks and as Trouble to the ancient Christians, she was the consort of Nimrod, who built the Tower of Babel from the Bible. He hated God, destroyed his people, and wanted to build a tower to heaven to take over. Not a smart guy, which is probably why he chose to go after and court the goddess of whores, which is essentially what Aphrodite was. I mean, they bill her out as the god of love, but in reality, this was the non-marital type of love. This was the lust and physical pleasure focus, just like we see today. In fact, you could say the spirit of Inanna, or Ishtar, is a prevailing spirit of the world today, especially of the modern left. But Aphrodite, Inanna, Ishtar, Astarte, Venus, whatever you want to call her, Inanna was also a transgender. In fact, she was apparently the first in history to practice sex reassignment. According to ancient documents, she changed men into women and women into men. And considering that this was written 5,000 years ago, it proves that our current 21st century progressive obsession with gender fluidity is nothing new and nothing progressive. It's actually quite the opposite. It's a major regression. Inanna's personality is celebrated today by modern scholars as complex and courageous, transcending traditional gender roles, turning this ancient goddess into an icon of independent womanhood, or manhood, or otherhood, whatever you want to call it. And while transgenderism is quite repellent, selling humans on the concept of sex as worship has always been quite easy. So this has remained one of the most popular pagan gods of all time. With echoes throughout history, including the Mother Mary focus of the Catholic Church being more of a recycled Mother of Heaven focus on Ishtar, you'll find a lot of that in Catholicism. Like the Mass was really an almost exact copy of a Mass from Mithraism, or sun worship. As I've covered multiple times, Christmas was a pagan holiday to Nimrod, Inanna's consort, which is why Christmas trees warned about in the Bible and Jeremiah and many other strange pagan rituals found their way into Christianity through the Roman Catholic Church, which laundered and recycled and renamed all of these pagan holidays into Christian things. That's why we celebrate Christmas when it's not Christ's actual birthday. Actually, Christmas has nothing to do with Christ. The Yule log ritual, for example, is a summoning ritual for Nimrod's spirit, who's supposed to leave you a gift. The gingerbread cookies are a remnant of the child sacrifice and human sacrifice, and the mistletoe is a pagan fertility ceremony. And then don't forget Easter, which is actually a celebration of Ishtar. Again, it has nothing really to do with Christ, and why do we paint those eggs and try to find them anyway? Oh, that's right, they used to cover eggs with children's blood as a fertility rite. Again, a pagan ceremony of child sacrifice, which is what we worship today. Paganism, idolatry, it has nothing to do with our Creator, Yahweh, or with Yeshua, His Son, Jesus Christ, born in the flesh and died for our sins. It has nothing to do with Christianity at all. I hope you found this article to be interesting. I kind of just touched over a couple of the points. Definitely go check it out on theserapium.com. You'll find links in the description. And remember, theserapium.com is your online archive of everything that you need to know about the censored or occulted hidden history of mankind and the mystery Babylon satanic religion of the deep state and the Freemasons that run the world, including the Seed War and what I call the Sin War, which is sort of what we're talking about now, the habit of these fallen angels and their offspring to teach humanity sin as their seed of the serpent continue to wage war against pure human Adamites. If all of this sounds like crazy talk or you have no idea what I'm talking about, I encourage you to dive deep. Go to theserapium.com, pull out your Bible, blow off the dust, and go through every single post. We're at 350 and counting. We have 1,000 that we are working on. Some of them have not yet been uploaded. But this is, as far as I know, the best, biggest, and brightest of all occult libraries in the world that are available to the public, especially in the English-speaking world. And this contains the information that you need to know to understand what the enemy believes. Whether you're Christian or not, whether you're atheist or not, the deep state worships Satan in their own words, and they make fun of us for looking into it. And I can prove it, like I said, using their own documentation, which I've done at theserapium.com. It's still a little disorganized. We're cross-referencing everything. We're putting stuff into categories. We're tagging it up. We're putting links between different articles to make them link up so that you can, you know, research more effectively, more efficiently. And there is an article on there called Mapping the Rabbit Hole. Check that article out. There's some great stuff on there that I've done personally, which serves as a bit of a map of the rabbit hole. Some suggested reading kind of develops the story and the narrative of the hidden human history. It's got a long ways to go. Obviously, this is the work of a lifetime or multiple lifetimes. But, you know, I'm obsessed with this kind of stuff because I need to understand the way the world works. I need to understand why the deep state does what they do, why they are coming out with poisonous mRNA vaccines. It's not just about profit, folks. There's a deep state belief system that makes them hurt children, that makes them poison the world, that makes them do the things that they're doing. Fauci's a Freemason. I've shown the symbols in the past of him flashing the hidden hand signs. Many of those who rule the world are. And in the top Freemason writings, in their own words, they worship Lucifer. It's all there on theserapium.com. Check out this video where Ted Cruz grills Ketanji Brown Jackson about her leniency for those who prey on children.
Let's look at what the prosecutors are asking for. And I would note that this was in the District of Columbia, where prosecutors are far more liberal than many of the prosecutors in this country. And in every case in which, so United States versus Hess, there was a mandatory statutory minimum of 60 months, and you imposed 60 months because you had no discretion. In United States versus Nickerson, there was a mutual agreement of the parties to 120 months, and that's what you imposed. In every other case, United States versus Chazen, the prosecutor asked for 78 to 97 months. You imposed 28 months. 28 months is a 64% reduction. In United States versus Cooper, the prosecutor asked for 72 months. You imposed 60 months. That was a 17% reduction. In United States versus Downs, the prosecutor asked for 70 months. You imposed 60. That was a 14% reduction. In United States versus Hawkins, the prosecutor asked for 24 months. You imposed 3 months. That was an 88% reduction. In United States versus Savage, the prosecutor asked for 49 months. You imposed 37. That was a 24% reduction. In United States versus Stewart, the prosecutor asked for 97 months. You imposed 57. That was a 41% reduction. Every single case, 100% of them, when prosecutors came before you with child pornography cases, you sentenced the defenders to substantially below, not just the guidelines, which are way higher, but what the prosecutor asked for on average of these cases, 47.2% less. Now, you said you made sure the voice of the children was heard.
The U.S. death toll of COVID-19 has passed the 1 million mark today. More than 600,000 of those deaths were under Joe Biden. But that's not the end of the story. Recall that most of these deaths were faked. They were actually relabeled from murders, heart attacks, and the like, because they couldn't come up with enough actually sick, dead, or dying people in order to sell us on the plandemic hoax. We had instead a case-demic with many, in fact almost all, false positives, something that was able to ramp up the fear until the vaccine showed up. And then the deaths began. Since then, we have seen record profits in the death care industry, record censorship of government medical records, including the CDC and NIH, colluding to destroy data at the VAERS system and delete massive amounts of deaths, including those of children, from the VAERS data, the best we have in terms of trying to find vaccine adverse effects in the U.S. But even from the U.K. and other countries' own medical data, we know that about 90% of the people dying of COVID are dying of the vaccine instead. It's not COVID-19 that's killing people. It's the vaccine, which means it's the governments killing people. And since they're hiding the data, deleting it as fast as they can and trying to cover it all up, we can surmise that they're doing it on purpose, willfully, intentionally, knowingly, at least many of the people at the highest levels. And it would take quite a few to keep this secret. So I'm not saying this is a small cabal. I'm saying that this is a massive conspiracy, including most medical professionals of the entire planet. Because haven't you noticed lately how doctors and nurses have quit giving informed consent for medical experiments like the vaccine? Informed consent is a basic part of the medical profession. It's basically something that they learn about day one of nurse or doctor school, yet they've all forgotten the most basic parts of actual medicine to follow the medical dogma of what I call deep state science. And there's a whole section on this at theserapium.com I am building out, and tons of information on demosnewsnetwork.com about vaccines specifically. But I want to take it a step further. Just like we went into the origins of transgenderism, this too has its roots in ancient history. In fact, it's as old as humanity itself, almost. A few moments ago, we discussed Ketanji Brown Jackson's defense of child porn, but we also talked about the roots and origins of transgenderism and why she can't even define what a female is. This is what I call the sin war. And just like the scriptures say, we are not at war with flesh or blood. Just like it says in Ephesians 6:12, and you've heard it before, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And what places in the U.S. are higher than the Supreme Court? But all of these ideas, like every other idea, has its origins, it has its roots, and those principalities, those powers, the rulers of the darkness, are fallen angels. And those fallen angels that we collectively call the Satan, or the adversary, today, are the root origins, which seeks to pollute or destroy every last pure human atomite left. When you take the mRNA vaccine, you are doing the exact same thing to your body that they did to themselves in the days of Noah, right before God wiped them out with a flood, because they had changed their DNA. They were no longer human. Just like the scriptures, the history books, say, all flesh was corrupted. Which is why you continually see human-animal chimeras in ancient hieroglyphs and mythologies, because they were real. In the pre-flood days of Noah, long after the fallen angels had landed in the days of Jared and begun to create their own offspring, the seed of the serpent, the Nephilim, which became giant cannibals, we can go into that a different time, you can go to the Serapium.com to find out more. But in the days of Noah, right at the flood, pre-flood time specifically, all flesh had become corrupted. All means all, with the exception as stated in the scriptures or the history books, that Noah, his family, presumably his wife and also his three sons, were pure-blooded human. They were pure in their generations, their genetics. But all flesh, other than them, was corrupted. How was it corrupted? Well, the fallen angels had taught quite a few things during their sin war against humanity in the pre-flood world. They had built mighty empires like Atlantis, which was a real place, and they were being worshipped as false gods. And yes, they had demigod and heroic children that became giants, and we have tons of stories of these men of renown that became cannibals and evil later on. And the seed of the serpent continues to exist even today. I can prove that as well. But that's not my point here. There is a physical flesh and blood enemy, but the spiritual rulers of that darkness are the fallen angels, the watchers. And ever since the Garden of Eden, and when they descended and fell following the original fallen angel Azazel to earth during the days of Jared on Mount Hermon, and they swore an oath to go together, to breed with, and to corrupt humanity. That is where we got the seed war and the sin war, which is these fallen angels trying to drag us to hell with them by polluting our morals, teaching us to sin, showing us technologies that we shouldn't have or are not ready for, and trying to lead us astray from the law of the Creator, Yahweh, which is the Old Testament law, given to us for very good reasons, because it protects us. For example, the Bible basically tells you don't eat all of those animals that eat their own poop, because it's not good for you. It's unhealthy, it causes health problems. It's not because God hates pigs and pork, it's because these animals are unclean and will cause you to have problems later on. And they could even potentially degrade your genetics over multiple generations. When you really look into the genetic effects of some of the unclean foods in the Bible, as one example of the legitimacy and rightness of God's law, even today, you can get pretty scared about what you find. Now, we don't have as many problems as we used to with pigs that could have caused everything from death to lifelong paralysis to many different types of diseases. I mean, they were responsible for a lot of bad stuff, pigs, and they've earned a bad reputation. But even in today's world, they're still an unclean animal. We've just learned to adapt a bit. And I'm not guilting you for eating bacon. I ate bacon most of my life until I became a Christian and realized that the deep state is trying to stop us from following God's law and pollute our DNA. But I'm just trying to give you examples as to why God gave us a law that sometimes doesn't make sense. And these fallen angels hate everyone who follows Yahweh's law. They're constantly at war throughout all of history with those who follow the Creator's law because they failed to do so. And since their ultimate destiny at the end is to burn in the pit, they want to drag as many humans as they can with them. And this is why all of the corruption and spiritual degradation, this is why they try to invert all of the things that are normal, natural, and good, like destroying the nuclear family and injecting, you know, sex and rock and roll and rap and bad values and lust and materialism and like the ugly art that doesn't make any sense. I mean, all of that is on purpose. That's psychological. They want to break us. They want to break our will and our morality. They want to take us away from the Creator and turn us into slave monkeys that don't think about anything but sex and entertainment. And again, whether you believe any of this doesn't matter, because the deep state does. I can show you, and in fact I have, in their own writings where they worship Lucifer and speak to fallen giant demon spirits. Literally. They actually claim to speak to these spirits. At the 33rd level, they get giant spirit guides, according to some very, very powerful members of the Freemasons, which basically rule the world. If they don't believe it, why are they writing about it, making clues and mysteries and puzzles and symbols all about it, and then trying to stop or destroy or kill everyone that looks into it? At the Serapium.com, we are tracing this hidden human history of the Sin War and the Seed War. We're showing the false gods for who and what they were, fallen angels and their giant cannibal demon babies, and the entirety of the archaeological, scientific, geological, historical, mythological, theological, pretty much every branch of human knowledge that you go down, you eventually find this truth. If you're a geneticist, you can't explain away why the Rh negative is there. It means we are a human hybrid species. We're not fully human, at least some of us, which they ironically date to the days of Jared, when the fallen angels landed. They call it aliens, but they admit it happened. Historians, even the History Channel, will take you through tours of all the giant skeletons they found. But again, they tell you aliens instead of fallen angels. Geography speaks to the biblical cosmology. Archaeology pulls out megalithic ruins that we can't explain, but giants could have easily built. They were known as being excellent builders. Many of us take for granted that King Og of Bashan or little baby Goliath were, in fact, living, breathing giants. And yet, we have a trouble accepting that there were millions of these things. In fact, they're admitting it. They call them Denosovans now. Evolution is a lie, but what's actually going on in the genetic code, the degradation since the dawn of time, we get weaker and weaker and less and more sickly as our cells degrade from that original perfect human, especially as we commit more and more sins, which leave scars, multi-generational scars, on our DNA, like epigenetics can prove. Every mythology speaks of red-headed, double-rowed teeth giants with six fingers and six toes that ate people. They were cannibals, just like the scriptures define the Nephilim. But why were they cannibals? Because they were hungry, just like the liger of today, a genetic mixture outside of God's design between a lion and a tiger that loses its growth inhibitor gene. It becomes a giant tiger-lion thing that eats 20 times what a normal lion or tiger would eat. Probably couldn't survive in the wild. It would have to continually eat people because it would run out of food. That's what happened to these monsters. The fallen angels created monster giants and they got hungry. Like the liger, they were born babies but never stopped getting bigger. The history of the sciences are full of Satanists and communists trying to destroy the evidence of God's creation and existence. An archaeological buddy of Richard Dawkins, one of the big anti-God atheist debater types out there who puts out anti-God books and tries to convince everybody that God is not real, which is actually the name of one of his books. I think it's God is Dead or God is Not Real or something like that. Well, one of his buddies actually destroyed evidence of humans and dinosaurs being here on Earth at the same time. He took a metal pipe and smashed the archaeological finds of human and dinosaur footprints right next to each other. And science is full of this. I mean, look at Lucy and the Piltdown Man. They're trying to find the so-called missing link. They can't find it because there is no half-human, half-monkey anywhere. No evidence of evolution whatsoever, and there should be millions of them all over the place by now. In fact, they have no evidence of evolution, so they have to fake it with these monkey bones made to look like humans, like Lucy or the Piltdown Man. These were fakes. Evolution is a lie that's easily debunked, and it actually defies some of the laws of genetics. And don't get me started on carbon dating. If any of this is interesting, go check out the Serapium.com. Look into my post called The Seed War, or even just check out the post called Mapping the Rabbit Holes. That'll get you started. In the continual pursuit of fake news, far-left BuzzFeed is looking at suspending their news operation after they're losing $10 million a year. Shareholders are tired of losing money. Good, I hope they're losing all of it if they're supporting a company like BuzzFeed. They deserve to go bankrupt. Every single shareholder of every single corrupt far-left radical company should go bankrupt. And few of them are as far-left radical as BuzzFeed, which has attacked yours truly and pretty much everyone who's in the truth movement constantly for years. But I guess the lies no longer pay. So news has emerged that Israel, of all places, is choosing to arm the neo-Nazi group in Ukraine. This brings us to a really important topic, Loxism. Why would Israel choose to fund Nazis when they're constantly bashing Nazis and trying to guilt everyone else in the world for being Nazis? At even the slightest hint of criticism towards Israel or a Jewish person, you are considered anti-Semitic. Yet, here they are funding Nazis. If you would like to understand how anti-Semitism has been weaponized and what white guilt really means and where it comes from, check out my article on theserapium.com called Seed War, Loxist Talmudic Weaponized Racism, Anti-Semitism, and White Guilt Explained. This is why you see the constant divide and conquer based on racial narratives in the U.S. It is an Israeli tactic. Divide and conquer, and anyone that criticizes you is anti-Semitic and racist, right? And if you don't believe me, I even included a video from a former Israeli minister. And look, I'm not anti-Semitic, but if you are a Talmudist, you are a Satanist, and therefore I have an issue with you. Not all Jews, just those who follow Babylon's Bible, the Talmud, which says that they should kill Christians and some pretty horrible things about Jesus, like he boils in semen in hell. That is the Talmud. It is Satanism, disguised as Old Testament worship. But just like the Catholic Church was infiltrated, and this has also happened to Christianity, by the way, with things like dispensationalism and pre-tribulation rapture theory, the Jews of ancient Babylon, the Canaanites, actually, took some pretty evil practices out of Babylon with them, including the Talmud, which they're supposed to kill you for looking into. So if anything happens to me, hey, wasn't me. By the way, it also endorses pedophilia, which is part of tonight's topic anyway, so it's good to mention the Talmud. Check out the article Seed War, Loxist Talmudic Weaponized Racism, Anti-Semitism and White Guilt Explained. And please realize I'm taking a pretty huge risk by telling you this. The political force in the U.S. brought to bear on people that tell you the truth about this is substantial. New Orleans has had a massive tornado that came through and wiped out many homes, many deaths and damage, and has also put thousands without power. Our prayers go out to those affected and their families. The Sarah Lawrence sex cult prostitution client list accidentally leaked out from court records, although they were sealed. They include, as you would imagine, New York City elites, judges, powerful company executives, and even hedge fund managers. All during the sex cult trial of Larry Ray. Biden's Department of Justice spied on Project Veritas illegally and then sealed the search warrants, and they even concealed this from a federal judge that had forbidden them from doing so, appointing a special master so that the government couldn't just go through Project Veritas's records alone. They were supposed to be babysat when they did so, but they refused and disobeyed a judge's order. Mike Lindell reveals bombshell new evidence that has emerged from their many different attempts to prove election fraud. This from the independent Mesa County, Colorado forensic exam, finally providing evidence that his team has been looking for to get these machines shut down in multiple states. We wish him the best of luck, and we're all hoping and praying for Mike's success to win our country back, but the odds are against us. They have all the positions of power, and they have solidified their position. I hope you found this video to be of value. If you did, please consider liking, sharing, and maybe even subscribing, because without you sharing, no one's going to see this. We are way too censored. If you want to support our sacred mission to tell the truth no matter what, and if you've been around for a while, you know the kind of stuff that they will do to try to stop us and destroy us. They will unbank us, censor us, unperson us, smear us, ridicule us. I mean, everything that they can to try to sabotage the truth that we're telling you. But they'll never debate us, and they'll never prove us wrong or rebut us. But if you want to support us and what we're doing, and if it's not a burden for you and your family, I don't want to burden anyone, please consider either donating $5, $10, $17 a month at nemosnewsnetwork.com/sponsors, or even shop Patriot with our Patriot sponsors and help drain the digital swamp. Don't shop with Amazon and Etsy. They use your money to go and bail out Antifa and fund things that you don't agree with. Shop Patriot instead. Pick up a bottle of our Sleepy Joe, the most powerful sleep aid in the world, and it's all natural, food-based, no chemicals that will destroy your liver or mess you up permanently. Check out our super vitamins, vitamin C, D, and others. They're in liposomal form, so they work 20 or 30 times better than traditional vitamins, which your stomach acid destroys 99% of those cheap vitamins and most other things. So that's why the liposomal technology is so powerful. It gets the vitamins into your blood really effectively where they can do the most good and harden your immune system. You can shop Patriot with all of our sponsors at nemosnewsnetwork.com/sponsors. The Great Awakening Coffee, gourmet coffee for Patriots. The Great Awakening Books.com. Or even our CBD at greenpillliving.com. Check them out. Support us if you can, if it's not a burden. Share these videos like the world depends on it, because maybe it does. I don't say this pretty much ever, but all of the financial attacks, the censorship, the deplatforming, the rebuilding of our websites, and just everything has put my family in a financial hardship. And, you know, my wife didn't marry a poor guy. I was a successful entrepreneur before I became a journalist, and I rededicated my life to tell the truth. And because of that, the financial attacks and everything else have put us in a hardship. And I'm not begging. I don't do that. If this is a value, then, you know, please return the value. Donate $5 or $10 a month. We have 50,000 views on most of our videos on these different platforms. If 1% of you chipped in $10 a month, which is not even much after the inflation is considered, I think we could be in a much better position. I don't ask for this often. You guys know I wouldn't beg for money. I'm just mentioning it in case you want to support us and you've been on the fence about doing so, because this is important. I think that our work here is important. We've helped change the world. We've helped launch the Q movement, the Great Awakening worldwide. We've helped to counter the fake news, over 6,000 something videos now. And I'm tired. I'm not going to lie. I am tired. The time and the effort is getting to me. And it, you know, burnout is a real thing. But mostly I don't want to put my family through a financial hardship because I did the right thing. And you know what? I know that happens to people. And I'm not special. I know it will probably happen to me too. They're going to come after me and destroy me. And look, if that's my fate, then that's fine. But, you know, I'm not asking to be bailed out of jail after I assaulted anybody the way Antifa was. I'm just asking for an equal exchange of value. If you like this show and you want to keep seeing it, please consider shopping Patriot or donating. And for those who choose to donate, if and when they decide to kick us out of whichever bank we're using at the time, and that happens sometimes, please consider switching to crypto, because that is probably the only way to fund truth very soon. Just like with the Canadian trucker convoy, all of that money was seized except for what they sent in crypto, which worked. It got to the truckers where it was needed. Preferably Bitcoin. Nemos out.